Night One podcast coming right up. It's The Daily. Welcome. Dave here on a Tuesday edition of The John DeBella Show. It's June 16th. It's every highlight your little heart could desire from today's morning show. We started out in printer hell and thought about launching an investigation, as many corporations like to do when there's an issue, but we decided to hit the phones instead to hear your dadisms. As Father's Day is approaching, we wanted to hear those sayings that are burned into your brain from your childhood that your dad just could not stop repeating. Satisfaction was found in song stories today. We had a guy give the ultimate explanation to the world currently. We peered in the Born Loser's Diary online for another edition of F My Life. And here is what it all sounded like. Enjoy. It is The Daily Podcast.
Folks, I mean, we all suffer through this. It happens to each and every one of us at some time or another, you know, sometimes at home, sometimes at work. But around here, when it happens to us, there's nobody here to fix it. We don't have a single printer that wants to talk to us today.
We have three printers in a 5-10 yard radius of each other, yeah. And none of them work.
Right. Yeah. None
it's
of
the Bermuda Triangle.
All the printers work. They're just not talking to anything.
All right.
All right? You know, maybe they're on strike. Maybe it's a protest.
It could be.
Right? We don't. No, I won't go
Well,
there.
You know what? I'm going to be the Fishtown guys with the bats soon if they don't start cooperating.
Okay. Are you sure you're Fishtown and you're not South Philly?
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Take your pick.
See? And look, I think that computer was made by Columbus. I honestly think it's that damn old.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
You know, with everything that's going on in the world, and you hear, you know, whether it's public officials or companies in some case, right, that they're going to launch an investigation, you got to wonder, what is that investigation? How does that investigation go down, especially when you're dealing with corporations?
Sure.
Right? When you're dealing with, you know, politics, you're dealing with, you know, a city or something like that, you can look into. You will hear reports on what is going on. When a corporation does an investigation, you don't really hear much.
Yeah, I've always wondered that. Yeah. What, well, do they give the IT guy, like a magnifying glass?
Yeah, and say, here, exactly. You can't investigate yourself. That's the problem.
All right. Well, here is some guys put this video together of what it's like.
Oh,
right. When a company's CEO promises that there will be an investigation.
Cool. I know. Hey, we are sorry. Everybody, I want you to know the company is sorry. And I promise, as the CEO, we are going to be launching an investigation into what happened. Okay, so sorry, guys. Investigation underway.
So what'd you tell them?
I told them that we were launching an investigation.
They didn't just air it right up. They didn't even care.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Check this out. Pretty much it's gonna be me.
Well, excuse me. Crime? Didn't see it.
Oh, we don't have to do anything. Everyone's going to forget in like 3 days.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for you, Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Are you turning 37 this summer, or
no.
Are you 37 now?
I'm 37 now.
You're 37
yep.
now.
All so right. I'm still in my mid-30s.
Late 30s.
Yep, still in my mid-30s now. I'll be in my late 30s when I hit 38.
All right. No, you're in them now. All right. Because there's this list that came out this morning of, according to a news survey, the average guy starts turning into his father at 37.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Now, Steve, you can answer these also because they might. And you know what, Cindy, you can answer for Randy, too.
Okay.
All right. Top 10 things that you're turning into your dad. You start taking grilling very seriously. That's not you.
No, not me.
That's
no.
You. That's you.
No, it's not.
Or you take smoking very seriously.
Well, yes, but I cook a lot.
Okay.
Grilled, no, because there's a nest of whatever lived there in the winter still in there.
I see.
That grill's trash. I haven't used it in 2 years.
What about Randy, Cindy? How's he with it?
He takes lean cuisine very seriously.
Seriously? Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You fix things instead of just replacing them.
No.
No, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I am Mr. DIY.
That's me too.
YouTube tutorials.
Oh, this broke. I could tape it. No, trash it.
It says on this list you start telling dad jokes, but no, I think you got to be over 40 for dad jokes. No. All right. You tell your kids to ask their mother.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I'm not there yet either. I usually take that matter into my own hands and then be yelled at it later by her.
Yeah.
Fall asleep on a couch watching sports?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday afternoon with golf. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Grunt getting off the sofa? Too young. At 37, too young. All right.
Randy does that.
Yeah. See, I knew that one was coming. All right. You mute the commercials?
No.
I just don't pay attention to them. Okay. Just like here.
Dave, you love to mow the lawn?
Oh, my God. Do I ever?
Yeah.
It is my it's become my happy place. I mow now when I don't have to, just because it's that enjoyable. Yeah. Headphones
I only
on.
I'm only mowing it because I have grass that I grew and I'm proud of the grass that I grew, damn it.
Right, that's right. It's your earth.
He's got a whole lawn, but he only likes one patch.
Two patches.
Easy seed.
You don't like it when other people touch a thermostat.
Totally.
No, totally.
Don't
care. Well, that's Randy's thing. Randy has a fence around the thermostat.
Is that right?
What does he keep it on?
A shock collar?
Whatever he keeps it on is too cold.
Okay. It's programmed, but we can't touch the program.
Now, I don't know anybody who does this at all. You finish leftover food on other people's plates?
Yeah, I'll do that.
No.
Heck yeah. If there's a pizza left on, you know, my son's plate, he doesn't want it. I don't care if it's the third time I reheated it. I'll snag that, toss it right down my gullet.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
You two won't know this. You won't know it at all, but I know Cindy will. Do you remember the TV show Father Knows Best?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right. You know, with Robert Young, Jane Wyatt, and the rest of those kids.
Jane Wyatt, right.
Right. I believe that was probably the last time Dad knew anything. All right. I mean, sometime in the 50s, Dad had answers. And from that point on, Mom is just taking over.
Sure.
And Dad's just the lump on the
couch.
Dad's
the buffoon now.
Dad's the buffoon. That is it, exactly. Well, but Dad had an incredible way of saying things, of putting things. He would have a phrase that would put things in place. And I'm curious from everybody today what their dad's phrase was. What was the one that you heard the most?
Mm.
Right? For my dad, right, was, if a cop brings you home, make sure there's an ambulance behind him.
that's a good one.
Nice. That's
a
classic.
I had to go to my family for this one, and it was a three-hour conversation, which just turned into ripping my dad.
Uh-huh.
And all we got out of it was he used to say, there's no hope in dope. Like, dude, you serious? hope in dope.
Thanks, crime
First
dog
off,
McGriff.
He's talking about pot. It's like, what?
Was that like the DARE campaign from the 70s?
Yeah. Might have had a DARE license plate.
No hope and dope.
Now, why do I feel that your dad was an encyclopedia of phrases?
Did you hack my phone? Because I texted my sisters last night and said, give me something that dad said. I can't think of anything. She texted me back a master list of pretty much my dad's verbatim speaking since the 80s. My favorite, though, and the one that did come to mind right away was, I'd rather hear puking than whining. Which I firmly stand behind. I'd rather hear barfing than whining. You have five kids.
Cindy?
My dad was much less humorous. He just said, nobody said life is fair. I was complaining about something. Nobody said life is fair.
Oh, God.
Get out there and milk those cows.
Right, exactly.
4 a.m.
I said, well, that's, she lived on a damn farm. So what is it for you folks? What was dad's phrase, the one that always came, you know, screaming through, you know, things like, close the refrigerator. What are you trying to do? Air condition the house? Whatever it might be, we want to know it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. It's simple and safe with their fast track checkout, mattblatt.com. Bill Wyman tells this story, and I remember hearing this a while ago, right? He claims that when the Rolling Stones were done recording Satisfaction, their manager and producer, Andrew Luke Oldman, along with Charlie and Brian and Bill, thought that it was a hit single. The two guys who wrote it were against it.
When we finished it, Andrew Oldham came in and he said, that's a single. And Mick said, no, that ain't a single. And Keith said, no, that's not a single. And Charlie said, yes, it is. And I said, yeah. And Brian said, yeah. And the engineer said, yeah. And they kept saying, no, no, we don't want that as a single, Mick and Keith. They didn't like it at all. And we outvoted them. And it went out as a single, and it was the biggest one we ever had. Really.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I'm sorry. Right? Yeah.
What, you like the construction worker junk that's in our faces?
Exactly.
Against the
window?
There's
exactly.
a crotch next to Steve's right here.
It was impressed ham.
Well, that's what I got. That's what I turned to, the, you know, I'm watching the song, and I look up, and there's a guy outside. They're working on our windows right now. Right, and there's a guy, and he's got that safety strap on, which is spreading his cheeks that much
it
more.
It looks very goth, right, right? It's very BDSM.
Right, right. And every once in a while, he turns around, and as I turn to look at the computer, all I see is his, you know, goth ass in the window. 61 degrees outside now, mostly sunny today with a high temperature about 77 degrees. I found online this morning, you know, with everything that's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. All right. It is not easy to explain to people. And Cindy, I found a guy this morning, and there's a video. Did you put the video up yet, Dave?
I came right now. It's ready to go.
Yeah. Put it on up, because if you're curious as to if you need an explanation as to what goes on in this world, I don't know what's going on in this world right now. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this guy's name is, but I think
it's Rodney something.
Is it Rodney? Yeah. Okay. But I think he explains it well.
So the most important thing you gotta remember is, you know, okay, some people were, you know, they were doing some stuff, and then other people were like, hey, don't do that stuff, and then other people were like, hey, yeah, they should do, you know, that stuff. It's good that they're doing that stuff, and then the other people were like, I don't think they should be doing that stuff, and then things are like,
he lives near a highway.
what I'm trying to say is that in conclusion, I have no idea.
Yeah, I hear you, baby.
That was profound.
The wild thing is, neither did the rest of us.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
The Radiothon auction is going pretty well. Mm-hmm. All right. That Frampton guitar is doing really good. The Skinner guitar is nearly at $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Good start.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. So we got some great items up there for you. The Frampton guitar, the Skinner guitar, the Foreigner guitar. The Foreigner guitar is signed by everybody in the band except for Lou Gramm. Was he wasn't at the concert?
Hmm.
Is the only one that's not
that
signed
when
in
he was
that.
Sick,
he
right?
Was, yeah,
was he sick?
Ailing. Yeah, he was sick. Right, he was sick, and he didn't make the show. There's a Doobie Brothers guitar, a Nugent guitar. They just go on and on. The Charlie Daniels fiddle is up to like $500 some odd.
That's a cool item.
All right. And different. The Joan Jett record personalized to you. You can have that made out to you. All of these things will raise money for the Radiothon. The Radiothon is coming Friday, and we'll be broadcasting live from our parking lot here at One Bala Plaza in Bala Cidwid. And we'll be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So hopefully you will join us. But the easiest way to make a donation, go to WMGK.com and make a secure online donation. Right now, it's time to hit this button.
Every day I run into all kinds of problems. If not here at my job, then when I get home. F my boss, F my wife, F my kids, oh F my life. Go ahead with your own life, mine really blows.
We realized yesterday that we hadn't gotten to F my life in months.
Mm-hmm.
That's because we got all caught up with the fest hole.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one, though. I like that.
So get us started, Steve.
All right, today I had an elaborate plan to ask this girl to prom, and it was going to take a few minutes to set up. So I asked a friend to distract her. He decided to distract her by asking her to prom. She said yes. FML.
Poor dude.
Dave?
When my 15-year-old brother was visiting me, he thought it would be a great idea to switch my expensive moisturizer with fake tanning cream. I'm going to work in 12 hours. I'm fluorescent orange.
Yes!
FML.
Today, I was about to lose my virginity to my girlfriend of 2 years when I got an urgent phone call from my 9-year-old sister telling me that I had to come home immediately.
Oh, no.
My grandmother fell off the toilet and got stuck between the bowl and the wall.
Oh,
F my life.
Grandma, you gotta get life alert. I decided to buy my Chinese studies professor a gift from Taiwan, so I bought her a mini Taiwanese passport that said Republic of China on it. As it turns out, it was actually a 2-pack of travel condoms. F my life. I've seen videos of that.
Dave?
Yesterday, my friend sent me a link to a porn video. The guy in it was my boyfriend. The girl in it wasn't me, but they were both in bed. F my life.
In bed or in her bed?
I like how she wishes it was her in the porn video.
And lastly this morning, today my phone rang when I was... What about, I got all the grandmother stories here.
Well,
right? Today was my phone rang while I was home, and when I picked it up, all I could hear was heavy breathing. Convinced it was one of my friends playing a joke, I said loudly, "Get off the phone, you effer! And don't call back!" It turned out to be my grandma. She was in the middle of having a stroke.
My boss, F my wife, F my kids, so F my life. Go ahead with your own life. Mine really blows.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Yeah,
I love the energy of it. And he mentions Del Shannon. Come on. Do you know Del Shannon was supposed to be a Wilbury?
I did not.
Right? Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
wait.
He died.
And then when they replaced him with Roy Orbison.
With Roy Orbison instead. Right. Who also died. But at least he got the record.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Right. You know, but it would have been Del Shannon. Do you know Del Shannon?
Not too. No.
About Little Runaway? Little Runaway?
Sure. Okay.
As I walk along, I'm one. Yeah.
Sounds just like
it. With that. Killer, I don't know, keyboard solo.
It's that classic organ sound.
Yeah, right. So, 63 degrees outside right now. Mostly sunny day ahead of us. The high temperature at 77 ahead of us this morning. You still got time to get into us. Give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Those dad phrases. Every dad had one. The one I heard from my dad all the time was, if a cop brings you home, make sure an ambulance follows him. Right, but your dad has an encyclopedia of phrases.
Yeah. My sister texted me the master list. The one that I also think of all the time, every time we went out to eat as a family, every single time he'd pick up his fork and look at it and say, "How many people's mouths have been on this thing?" And we'd say, "Probably as many as ours at home. We have a family of 7, Dad." So I don't know why it's a big deal.
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. I never paid attention to the bass line in that song before.
It's going off.
It's really great. Yeah. Redding just did an incredible job.
It's all over the place.
And he does something that I really picked up on it in the bridge. And I was like, wait a second, what the hell is going on there? And then I just listened from that point on. And I've been listening to the song since it came out and never really paid close attention to the bass line.
Well, Jimmy will do that too.
Yeah, that's it. And of course, you know, the incredible... You know, acoustic guitar work by Dave Mason. All you got to do is sit back and find it. 63 degrees outside, a mostly sunny day today. The high temperature, about 77 degrees. So we got into a conversation earlier this morning about dad phrases and the phrases that dad, with Father's Day coming up this Friday, we figured this would be absolutely perfect. You know, so what were your dad phrases? My dad would always, he had a bunch of them, but the one that always rang through was, if a cop ever brings you home, make sure there's an ambulance behind him.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's great.
Joe was serious.
Instills fear.
It did. And a cop never brought me or my brother home.
So it worked.
All right. Although Dan, on the other hand, not good at the Lions thing.
No, well, I don't even know if he was. It just turned into us ripping him, and we all tried to find out yesterday. And the only one we came up with was he would say there's no hope in dope. Thanks.
Thanks,
crime dog.
Yeah, crime dog. Right, thank you.
Thank you, McGruff.
So I thought of another one for me, too.
You got another one? What's the original one?
The original one was I'd rather hear puking than whining.
Right. And I get that.
I totally get that.
Especially when you got 5 kids.
Right. And but when we got our cell phones, he hated them. He still doesn't have one. He calls cell phones a digital leash.
Right.
And he would always say, "Stop tippy-tapping on teen toys."
Oh, my God.
Got that alliteration.
Oh, my Lord.
Tippy tapping on teen toys.
I never know why you're the way you are. That's why you are you.
You can read the whole list if you want.
215-263-WMGK. We got Janice on the line.
Good morning, Janice. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am damn fine. So, Dad, what was his phrase?
What's the use in being stupid if you can't show it?
I'm not even sure if I understand
when
that.
When would he use that? Do you really understand anything Dad says, though?
Oh, he used to say that all the time. Like, every time he did something stupid, he's like, what's the use in being stupid if you can't show it?
Right. It's a great excuse to be goofy.
Tom, what was Dad's phrase?
Hey, John, whenever I had a, I was caught in between whether to buy something, my dad would always say, that's why we work in America, to pay bills.
Good morning, Bill. So what was Dad's line?
Well, first off, booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
But my dad, I grew up in an Irish Catholic family, and his line was, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. But if I heard Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, I knew I was in big trouble.
Matt.
Dad always said, don't poke the bear, boy.
All right. Was he the bear?
He was the bear.
Salty, come on. Tell me what Dad used to say. What was his phrase?
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
My pal Daddy used to say, don't talk about anybody. They're probably sitting in the next booth.
All right. Obviously, the family ate in diners a lot. Debbie, what was Dad's phrase?
You have to taste the garbage to know it stinks.
Where did this even come from?
Rhode Island.
Oh, my God.
And that would be if hanging out with people he didn't think were good people, you have to taste the garbage to know it stinks.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Wow. So that he was profiling with that.
He used that to describe other human beings?
Human beings, events attended by human beings.
Like, how do you even get that?
Your friends are trash, honey.
I know. Oh, and he still says it. He's 82. He still says it. He's been saying it now for, I don't know, 60 years.
Oh, my God. Greg, what was it for you? What was the line?
Good morning, Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
My father would say if I screwed up bad enough, he'd break off my arm and beat me within a quarter inch of my life with a bloody stump.
Yes, I had a friend that lived down the street whose grandmother said sort of the same thing, except she said, I'll rip your leg off and beat you with the S-E end of it. I can't say what the S end of it is.
Have a good morning.
Hey, you too. Bye.
Bill, what was Dad's phrase?
Even a fish wouldn't get caught if he kept his mouth shut.
Wait, give me that again.
Even a fish wouldn't get caught if he kept his mouth shut.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's cool. Pretty good.
Yeah, I never
heard
that.
Very good.
That translated to 2020, snitches get stitches.
Have a good morning. Mike, what was Dad's phrase?
I brought you into this world, and I can take you out of it, too.
Yes. Yes. You just rang a bell in my head.
Right. Mike, Irish or Italian?
Irish.
Only Irish and Italians threaten death.
I think do you go to dad school to learn that phrase? Because I think everyone says it.
It's in the book of dad phrases. Jewish title. Dads go, I brought you into this world, now I'm going to make you read a book. Have a good morning.
Dad. Money doesn't grow on trees because I said so. Honesty's the best policy. You can go out after you cut that grass and clean your room. This is gonna hurt me more than it hurts you. I'll give you something to cry about. I used to walk 10 miles to school. Take off that hat when you're in this house. Always remember the golden rule. And two wrongs don't make a right. Children should be seen, not heard. This is for your own good.
What do you think I'm made out of? Money?
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.